Hello, audio boo. It's Sultan. I have not booed for a few days. Today is still Thursday, the 18th of September, 2014. Hope you are all doing well. I'm just about to get myself ready for bed and decided to do an update as I haven't done one for, as I said, for a few days. Work has been just the same, although there might be something happening with regards to my equipment, but I won't hold my breath. I will let you know what happens as and when it does. Darren and I are off to Wimbledon for the weekend, so he's going to have to come down to London this weekend because we are going to the Linden Lodge School reunion on Saturday. We are going to stay at a hotel in Wimbledon called the Phoenix Hotel. We stayed there many times before. It's not the most fantastic of hotels. What I mean by that is it's not elaborate, but it's clean. It's quite decent. It's clean. It's tidy, and plus we're not really going to be staying an awful lot, spending a lot of time there, so it doesn't really matter. And for a place in London, in quite a central place, we're only paying £65 a night for bed and breakfast, which I don't think is bad for London prices, and they are all en suite, so we don't have to worry about sharing a bathroom with anybody. There is a nice hotel not far away friends of ours are staying at called the Good Enough Guest House. I believe that a lot of their rooms are not en suite, which, to be honest, I don't want to share a bathroom with somebody else when I'm spending time at a hotel. You don't know who people are, and more to the point, if you need to get up and go for a wee in the middle of the night, you don't want to be traipsing corridors or the hallway or whatever just to get to the loo. And obviously, not knowing how clean other guests are, you don't really want to have to share facilities with them. I just think it's nicer and much better to have en suite. I didn't actually think there were many places that didn't have en suite. Wherever I've stayed before has always had en suite. So it's a bit strange really, but never mind. We're going to get to the Phoenix tomorrow night, Friday night. I will meet Darren probably at the hotel. He's going to travel down sometime in the morning, I think, and meet friends who are also travelling down. I think they're going to be travelling on the same train because friends will be getting on the train. Well, they will be on, they will get on at Ipswich, and it's actually the Norwich train from Norwich to London that they will all be on. So that will be that. I will do some updates throughout the weekend. I must make sure that I do this time. And see how it goes. We will no doubt be at the Wibbers Down Inn, which is a Witherspoon's pub. It's huge. It is a huge, huge pub. And it's very nice. Although it's a very, very big pub and it gets busy, it's well staffed and they are very well equipped to deal with people of all backgrounds and all walks of life. I never felt like I didn't get support or help at that place. Yet there is another pub called, I think it was called The Grid, which used to be a Witherspoon's pub, and in Southfields, just near to the school, and that was an awful pub. I was very, very surprised that it was a Wetherspoons pub. Much smaller, but you actually got more trouble there. Remember one year we were all sitting there minding our own business, and these people came up to us and just wouldn't leave us alone. But first of all, started talking to my dog, which, oh, you know, you get that. And that wasn't the worst of it. It was when they were trying to get very friendly with some of our friends that, you know, we had to get help to get rid of them. But I know things happen in pubs, but I can honestly say that it's never ever happened at the Wibbers Down Inn in Wimbledon. The Wibbers Down actually does have bouncers at the door, on the door as well. Because last year I got asked if Zara was a guide dog, because she was laying down under the table and all they could see obviously was a dog. So they came and asked me if she was, and then when I showed them my harness and the lead with the guide dog flash on that says guide dog, he said, oh, okay, no problem. So they are looking out, and they were looking out for us, I think, that weekend. So I quite like the Wibbers Down Inn. I was talking to Darren about it, and I never felt afraid there. Sometimes in very busy pubs you can feel a little bit intimidated by people, but I can honestly say that I've never felt like that at the Wibbers Down in Wimbledon. Never. It's probably, there's always a first time for everything, I know, but, you know, it is a good place to go. Oh, come on, Trey, has this come off? Has it? I have now done the iOS 8 update on my iPhone. It's an iPhone 4S, and actually I thought it was going to be really, really bad, but it's not. I mean, okay, lags a little bit, but not anything drastic. I remember Darren's 4, God, that was... Eventually that ended up being really, really slow. When he was running, was it 6 on it? Or was it starting off 7? I can't remember. But yeah, he now has a 5S, so he's really seeing the benefits of this update. I like the 5S actually, it's a nice looking phone. Well, that's a strange thing for a totally blind person to say, I know, but I like the feel of it. But I've always said, look, not because I'm trying to be funny or anything, but it is look. Some people worry about saying look and watch and, or did you see or whatever, but I do, you know, you do, you know, that's what you do. People can get very sensitive about that sort of thing, but it doesn't bother me. I try to fit into society the best that I can, and that includes being part of society and living as normal life and as fulfilled and full of life as I can. Sometimes it's hard because it's very, very, very frustrating, but you overcome challenges, it's what it's about. So, what else have I got to tell you? Nothing really, don't think. I think I'm going to pushed it up to the airways, or wherever it ends up. Upload it, in other words. And I'll catch you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye. 49 minute pause recording button.